Perhaps you're going through a difficult time right now, a trial, a hardship, a wilderness. Maybe you just don't know what to do. The Bible directs us. He gives us instruction to call upon the name of the Lord. That's it, my friend. God gives grace to the humble. And a humble person recognizes that they need God and they cannot make it without Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are going to be in the Old Testament, Psalm 105. It's a great psalm, by the way. Verse 1 starts out, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, sing to Him, sing psalms to Him, talk of all His wondrous works, gloriness in the holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore." Well, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about seeking the face of God or pursuing the presence of the Lord. Now, we're not exactly sure who wrote this psalm, but in it we see the heart of God. Now, Psalm 104 magnifies the God of creation. Psalm 106 magnifies the God who chastens His people and forgives them. You know, God will chasten those who He loves. In fact, if you're being chastened of the Lord, that is proof of His love for you. But Psalm 105 focuses on the God of the covenant. We can see that with verses 8 through 12. But God is faithful and He works out His divine purpose in human history. We have to know and believe that God is sovereign. God is in control of your life and my life. God is faithful and He has done great and mighty acts on behalf of Israel and you too, my friend. Perhaps this psalm was written after the remnant Jews were released from their 70 years of captivity or the post-exilic times. But regardless, this psalmist saw this: the hand of God in the events of Jewish history. And this was the kind of encouragement that the struggling remnant needed. My friend, can I encourage you today? God knows what you need. Maybe you're listening to this right now and you're just struggling. You're going through a hard time. You're going through a wilderness, or maybe it just seems like everything is coming against you. I want to encourage you and remind you and assure you that God knows what you need. Have you ever just needed to be encouraged? Maybe you've had a rough day. Maybe you're down and out. Maybe you're struggling in your faith. Sure, we've all had days like that. You're not alone. You're not the only one that struggles. You're not the only one that goes through trials or goes through temptations. But God knows this. But what's the psalmist doing in this? Well, I believe that the psalmist is just simply reminding you of who God is and what God is doing. The psalmist reminded Israel that they were God's chosen people and God works according to His schedule. My friend, He's an on-time God. God works in His way and in His time. He's not limited or bound by time. Peter said that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day. You know what that means? That God can do in one day what it would take you and I 1,000 years to accomplish, and what it would take 1,000 years, God can do in a day. God is not bound. God's not limited, my friend. God is a very present help in a time of trouble. So wherever you are, I want to encourage you. You can call on His name. As Psalm 105 verse 1 says, call upon His name. That's it. Many times we run to everybody else trying to find help. No, my friend, call upon the name of the Lord. God wants us to call on Him. God wants to hear the cry of His children. So trust Him. Have faith in Him. Believe Him. It's okay to be dependent upon the Lord. God gives grace to the humble, and one that's humble is one that depends upon the Lord. And as we depend upon God, His grace is bestowed upon us, and He'll give us the strength that is needed to get through. So be encouraged today and call upon the name of the Lord.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.